Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simin Shin Chaf Hei. We are up to Sif Tes, the fourth line on page Kuf Nun Tes, which is the page following 316. The Mechaber says in Sif Tes, Im hoya safik im huva mechutz la tchum aser. If one is mesupik, if the guy brought the item from outside the tchum or not, the item is going to be aser. V'davka be'eno Yehudi she'eno sharui imo ba'ir. This is specifically if it was brought by a guy that does not dwell with you in a city. Aval eno Yehudi ha'sharui imo ba'ir. But if the guy lives in your city, uperos ha'metzuyim ba'ir, and the fruit that we're discussing are fruit that are found in your city as well, so ein lochosh misafik, we're not concerned about the safik, we could assume that it was not brought from outside the tchum. Even if the guy has two houses, the echad mehem besoch atchum, and one is inside atchum, tolen lo hokel umutter leachol afilu mishuva b'shvilo. We say that it's going to be lakula, and it's mutter to be in even the one it was brought for. So the mechaber over here says that if you have a suffix in general, we're going to aser, but that's specifically if the guy does not live in your city. But if the guy lives in your city, and the fruit are found in your city, we don't have to worry about the suffix. And then he says, even if the guy has two houses, one is inside the tchum, one is outside the tchum, we go lakula, and we say it's mutter to be eaten even for the one that it was brought for. Says the Mishaburus of Katam Em Zayinim Hu Safik, the after Sveika de Rabbanon Lakula, even though normally, as we know, we say Savik de Rabbanon Lakula, and over here, Tchumin is de Rabbanon, so we should say Savik Lakula. Aser Bazem Mishum to have a Dover Sheishal Matirin. Here it's going to be Aser because it's a Dover Sheishal Matirin. The Efshel Lahamtin ad Erev the Canal, because you could just wait till after Shabbos and it will become Mutter. So a Dover Sheishal Matirin, we go Lachumra even by a Savik de Rabbanon. Sekotin Memches is going to be Aser. Sosam bazek edas ha-ga'onim de-osrim be-safik. The Mechaber over here was so same like the sheet of the ga'onim that asr me-safik v'chein sosam be-sift ha-zayim, and so too the Mechaber is so same later in sift ha-zayim. Udelo kedas ha-matirin ha-muva be-beis Yosef. This is unlike the sheet that is lenient and is matir that is brought in the Beis Yosef. V'hudas ha-yesh omrim she-be-sif zayim. That's the same as the sheet of the yesh omrim that we saw previously in sift zayim. V'hinei and behold, after the daitum, after motzoi Shabbos, aser baze bechlei sheyasu, even though according to the shita that the mechaber was so same like the goinim that it's aser may sofik, it's going to be aser even motzoi Shabbos until the time it takes to do that malacha. Mikomoko meskimu haachronim. Still, the achronim all agree the leinyan motzoi Shabbos ain lahachmir baze. When it comes to sofik, then, l'gabim motzei Shabbos, one does not to be machmir. To ha'afilu b'vaday chutz latchum. Because even in the case of vaday chutz latchum, yesh omrim de'ein tzarach lahamtim b'chdei she'yase. We saw there was a yesh omrim that says, you don't have to wait motzei Shabbos. V'kanal b'sivches. B'sivches. Al-kein b'safik al-koponim yeshus mochala matirin. So even though we're machmir over there, that's the case of Vadai, but since there is a Shita by the Vadai that you don't have to wear Bechdei Shiasu, so certainly over here by a case of Safik, at the very least, we can rely on the more lenient Shita, and we will not have to wait after Shabbos Bechdei Shiasu. Sivkotan Memtes. The Mechaber then said that this whole din is true by a guy that does not live with you in the city, but if the guy lives with you in the city and the fruit are found in that city, so he said, Ein lochosh misafik, says the Mishabura, Sha'peros ha'elu hevian chutz la'tchum. We do not have to worry that these fruit were brought from outside the tchum. When the guy is found in the tchum and the fruit are found in the tchum, we don't have to worry that maybe these fruit were brought from outside. The other Abba, the opposite is true. The Amrinan kan nimtzu kan hayu, rather we say, this is where they were found, this is where they were all along, and therefore we go lakula. Sivkata Nun goes on that last point of the Mechaber, that even if the guy has two houses, one is inside the Tchum, one's outside the Tchum, we can also go lakula and assume it was from inside the Tchum, and it's mutter even for the one that it was brought for. Says the Mishabura, V'after Bazei Yesh Lasapik Shehevi Me'abayi Sheyesh L'chutz HaTchum. Even though in a case where he has a house inside the tchum and a house outside the tchum, there is what to be masupuk about that maybe it was bought from the house outside the tchum. Mikom mokom talinan lahokel. Still in this case, we go lakula. The ad kan lo asrinan mesafik elo be'eno Yehudi she'ein lo dira klal besoch atchum. That which we said earlier that we go lachumra when it comes to a case of safik, That's a suffix involving a goy that does not have a dwelling place at all inside the tchum. So then, chayshinun deshem mechutz latchum hevio b'shabes. Then we're worried that maybe he brought it from outside the tchum. Avol bazesh sheyesh lo bayis besoch atchum. In this case, where he has a house inside the tchum, lo misafkinan klal shem hevio mechutz. We're not mesupik at all that maybe he brought it from the outside. The amrinan kanimtzu kanhoyu. We say that here the fruit were found. Here they were all along. Haynu b'habayis shebesoch atchum, meaning to say they were coming from the house of the goy inside the tchum. If you look in the Bi'alocha, the Ramaskol Shnei Botim, he says as follows: Ayin Taz Shemitzadid. Look in the Taz where he leans to say, Tim Hoyu Shnei Botim Mibachutz Yesh Lesser. Even though the Mechaber says if he has house inside the tchum and a house outside the tchum, we go to Kula. Zok the Taz, if he has two houses outside the tchum and only one inside the tchum, then we will aser. The Rov Vikarov Holchen Achar Harov. If we have the rov that's outside, the karov is inside, we go after the rov, and therefore, Zakta Taz is going to be usser. Ulefima shekosav ha-gro. But according to what the gro said, the atam bazeh, that the reason for this leniency in the mechaber is mishum kan nimtzu v'kan hoyu. Like the mishabur brought down, if this is where they are found, this is where they were all along. V'hainu, that means to say, kevon dinimtzu b'soch ha'ir, since the fruit were found inside the city, amrina d'hoyu shom, we say they were there all along. So Yeshlomer de Bazeh af im hoyu shnei botim. If so, according to the Gra, even if there were two houses mechutz lo ir mutter, even if there were two houses outside the city, one house inside the city, it would still be mutter. The kan nimtzu odif mistam karuv. Because this point of kan nimtzu, we found it over here, so we assume it was here all along, is stronger than a stam case of karov, das linein bebasar ruba. So even though in a case of karov we go after the rov, but kan nimtzu is stronger than a karov, in that case, we wouldn't necessarily go after the rov, vitzarachin. Achakach motzosi shigandal yiraba mitzadid kamosha kasadnu l'hokel. Afterwards, Zakta Chavetz Chaim, I found that yiraba leans to say, like we're saying, l'kula. Again in the Bir Alocha, we have here the sheet of the Taz that says, even if there are two houses outside and one house inside, so then in that case you have to go to Chumrah. You know the Mechaber says one and one, we go to Kula, but if it's two outside, one inside, the Taz says there you have to go to Chumrah because we go by Rov over Karov. But the Chavetz Chaim says not so partial. If you the Gra that says Kan Nimtzu Kan Hoyu, if you found them here, you assume they're here, so it could be that will win out over the two houses outside, and possibly it would be Mutter. He ends off with Tzarachin, but he does bring down that the Eli Rabba leans towards the Svara that he wanted to say. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Yud, Einu Yehudi Shemile Mayim Levehemto Mibor Shehula Rishus Hayochel Rishus Harabim. So a guy filled up water for his animal from a boar that was in a Rishus Hayochid to a Rishus Harabim. So the guy did Hotzah from a Rishus Hayochid to a Rishus Harabim to fill up water for his animal. Mutter li Yisrael lahashkos mehem behemto. It is permissible for the Jew to give that water to his animal to drink, even though it was taken on Shabbos from a Rishus Hayochid to a Rishus Harabim. V'hu she'en ha'eno Yehudi makiro. This is all true, not only that he did it for his own animal, as the Mechaber said, it was milei mayim lebehemto. Number one, the guy did it for his own animal. But Zakta Mechaber, we need also she'en ha'eno Yehudi makiro, that the guy does not recognize this Jew. The leka lemecha shema yarbe b'shvilo, and therefore we don't have to be concerned that maybe he added water for the Yisrael. So again, the Mechaber is telling us that if a guy for his own animals did hotzah from Rishus Hayochid to Rishus Harabim of the water, it's mutter for the Yisrael because the guy did it for himself. But you also need the fact that the guy is not makir the Yisrael, and that way we also don't have to be concerned that he added water for the Yisrael. The Mechaber continues and says, "V'imile mayim l'tzarab behemas Yisrael." But if the guy took the water not for his own animals, but rather for the animals of the Yisrael, "Aser b'chol minei tashmish." This water is going to be off limits for any kind of use. Afilu Yisrael acher, even for a different Yisrael, l'maisa hotzah daraisa was done from Rishus Hayochid to Rishus Harabim, and therefore that is aser for everyone. "V'imile mibor Rishus Hayochid l'karmelus," and if the guy filled up from a Rishus Hayochid to a Karmelish, which is the Rabbanon, Mutter la'acher shalomile b'shvilo, that would be like any case, like the Tchumen, like a case where a guy did it the Rabbanon, it's only going to be usher for the person it was done for, but it will be mutter for others that it was not filled up for them. That's where we'll stop on top for tonight. Let's see the Mishabura on the Mechaber. So the Mishabura begins in Zekotanun Aleph, She'ein ha'eno Yehudi makiro. We said not only does it have to be that the goy took the water from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim for his own animals, but he also is not makir the Yisrael. Devi makiro, because if he recognizes the Yisrael, af shehainu Yehudi asa la'atzmo asr, even though the goy really did it for himself, it's still going to be asr. De gazru shema yarbe ha'inu Yehudi lidlos b'shvilo, because Chazal made a gzeira that maybe the goy will be marve to draw water for the Jew. V'ayin l'kamei sivkoton samich vav. Look later on in the sivkoton samich vav. Even if the guy did the drawing of the water not in front of the Israel, it's still going to be usher if he knows the Israel. However, but if it's not in front of the Israel, it has to be at least that the guy knew that the Israel needed this malacha done. Because then we could say, then we could say, if he recognizes him, he knows him, so then he was marbe b'shvilo. But if he doesn't know him, he doesn't know he needs it, so we have no reason to be choshesh that maybe he was marbe b'shvilo. Look further on what we write more about this topic. But if the water was drawn not for the guy, but for the Yisrael, so then it's also b'chom de tashmir sevkaten and beis haynu delomi bayu l'shtia. This means to say, needless to say, drinking the water will be aser di ikara umilakach, because the water beikar is standing to be drunk. Bevaday aser, that's for sure going to be aser. El afilu shaar tashmisha nami aser l'shamish bam. But even other uses of the water will be forbidden. Again, if the guy did the drawing of the water from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Rabbin, or vice versa for Yisrael, so then it'll be aser to everyone, and that will be usher not only for the regular use of the water, which is for drinking, but even for other uses as well. Sivkaton and gimel afilu Yisrael acher, even for another Yisrael, the kevan di isavid behu malacha daraisa, bishvil Yisrael, since this guy did a malacha daraisa on behalf of Yisrael, usher l'chol Yisrael, it's going to be usher to all Yisraelim. The kanal b'sevav, like we learned earlier in Sevav, v'afilu la'ereb b'motzoi Shabbos ya usher ab'chdei she'iya shulis lidlos chadoshim v'kanal. Not only will it be usher on Shabbos to all Yisraelim, but even after Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos, it will be usher until the time it takes to draw new water after Shabbos. An interesting note over here, note number 46, very practical. We just saw in the Mishnah Berurah that if a guy did a malacha daraisa for Yisrael, it's off limits for all Yisraelim, not only on Shabbos, but even b'chdei she'asu after Shabbos. U'le'inyin hanah me'hanachri atzmo. What about if you want to get hanah from the guy himself, not from something that the guy brought, or something that the guy did a malacha on, but something that you want to use the guy himself, and he did with himself a malacha. Kegon, for example, a hanos mi meltzar nachri shabalu makoma sheyisrael b'shabbos aydei maisa sheasa malacha b'shabbos. For example, you want to use a waiter that's not Jewish, that came to the place of the Israelim on Shabbos through doing a malacha daraisa, which is very likely. The waiter shows up through driving, he did a malacha to get there, and you want to use this waiter for Shabbos, so he drove there for you. So das agonar v'yashiv, shadover mutter, you're allowed to use that waiter. Kevan shelo osru chazal hano shel maisa Shabbos ba'odam. Says v'yashiv, chazal did not aser getting hano from a maisa Shabbos when it comes to a person. So if a guy did a malach of hotzah for Yisrael, so then it's going to be aser for all Yisrael if it's an isra daraisa, because you're using something that he did a malach on. But if the malach was done through him and you want to use him, that chazal never asered. So if the guy comes to be your waiter from outside the tchum, or even inside the tchum, but he comes driving in a car and doing an isra daraisa to get there, the odom himself, the guy himself, does not become usher, and it would be mutter to use such a waiter. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Kanan Udal, the last point of the Mechaber that we saw was that if the guy filled up the boar from Rosh Hashanah to the Carmelis, then it would only be usher for the one it was filled up for, but for anyone else, it would be permissible. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Carmelis, the Eino Ela Melocha de Rabbanan. This is only involving, as we know, an Issa de Rabbanan. So Memelo Mutter li Yisrael Acher, so it's mutter for a different Yisrael that it wasn't done for, the Kanabas of Ches, like we saw earlier in Sivches. We will stop here and continue Mitzvah Hashem with the Ramah of Sif Yud next time.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.